The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
Joni Bennett, here we go, baby. Good morning, good morning.
Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzels with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Girls in white dresses with...
There's a man, Joni Bennett, right there. I know. Politically, you may not agree with him, but what a singer. Great guy. And I remember, every time I hear Joni Bennett, I think of the time back in the National Italian American Foundation. We were down in Washington, D.C. Oh, my goodness. This had to be like 15 years ago. But yeah, maybe. And we were all after the event, this big NEOF event down there. And we're sitting around with my buddy, Nicky Greco. You remember? And Nicky goes, look. And Tony Bennett was like on the other side of our little VIP area, you know, whatever it was. And he was walking in, and he had like this silk. I swear to goodness gracious. I hope Mr. Bennett doesn't mind me saying this. He had this silk robe on, this Japanese style robe, but it looked like almost an ascot robe, you know what I mean? Like a smoking jacket. It was silk. And he was picking up a package like from the concierge. And he goes, look. So I said, well, let me go out there, man. So when I said, hey, Mr. Bennett, Joe Piscopo, hey, Joe. And Tony Bennett talks like an old jazz. He talks like an old black jazz cat. He does, you know. Hey, Joe, how you doing, man? How you doing? He was great. It was just such a thrill to see him like that. I'll never forget that, how nice he was and how warm he was like that. And politics aside, I know what you're thinking. But we thought we'd kick the show off, thank you, Albert, with Mr. Bennett himself from the Queens. Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio, 7 minutes after 6 o'clock, 6:07. I'm fired up, a little irritated this morning, so I'm trying to be nice because I know it's starting. They lit the tree yesterday. I just posted something from the NYPD. They had a nice video. I reposted that on Twitter. They lit the tree at Rockefeller Center. I have great memories. I had a great office. My office overlooked the Rockefeller Center, and it overlooked the tree. And I would bring Joey when Joey was like 3-4 years old, and then everybody come around your window, and you would see the tree lit, 17th floor on 30 Rock, looking down. I told that was the time where Eddie grabbed a megaphone and yelled to the thousands and thousands of people down there, Godzilla is coming! Godzilla is coming! Security and things like that went on every day with Eddie, man. At Saturday Night Live, we were on the airplane, grabbing the intercom on the airplane. We were shooting on an airplane. Oh, please. Crazy times, but good times. So we're into the Christmas season, and now I'm really panicking. What, did I get enough presents? How am I going to do it? Because I got Christmas morning. But what really is irritating is watching these things yesterday. And really, I could go dour and dank and dark and angry, you know. Believe me, it's like, you really, and I think people sometimes like that. They like that when you get mad, like, and then some people say, how could you support Donald Trump? Well, did you just watch television yesterday? Do I have an argument against that? Joe, what somebody said, what happened to you, Joe? I've always been a conservative. I was always a blue dog Democrat. But show me something better. That's my argument, is that show me something better. Show me the economy. Show me the inner cities being helped. Show me another Democratic president that was in the last 8 years that put a first step initiative toward the abuse of criminals in prison. Show me any of that, you know? Show me the support of law enforcement. Show me the support of the military. Show me the support of the United States of America. And I don't see it. And then when they do, these Democrats did what they did. This, and again, I have trouble verbalizing it, so forgive me. I'm not eloquent like maybe, you know, like Rush could tell, you know, like some seasoned broadcasters, you know. So forgive me, but it is so wrong what they did. And all I know is I have a street sense. And when I see they're going to this impeachment inquiry and now this impeachment situation, it is scary wrong. Scary wrong. And I've always been a fine, upstanding, and will continue to do so, be an upstanding, law-abiding American citizen who supports law enforcement. But the way they have used law enforcement in this regard, the Department of Justice, starting with the Mueller probe, it has totally opened my eyes up. The abuse of power, is scary from the Democrats, and it is the Democrats. The progressives, the socialists, not the good Democrats, they have some conservatives down there, they are being pushed aside. The Democrats could probably give President Trump a run for his money in this next election. The people in power now in the Democratic side are pushing those people, those common sense Democrats aside. They're just pushing them aside. And we got to watch. It was on national television. Remember, I think I said to Obi O'Brien or Rick Klein yesterday, I said, are they going to, is this going to be on television? They're not going to put this on the network. Every single network carried it. Every single network carried the hearings that Nadler ran yesterday. And I'm sitting there and I'm watching. And then they put professors up. Let me tell you something. Aside from Professor Turley, who was brilliant yesterday, and we'll get to Professor Turley in 2 seconds. When I watched, and I watched this Professor Carlin, and then I watched this Gearhart and Noah Feldman from Harvard University, there is the reason. Those people right there is why I hated school. Right there, why I was such a bad student. Those people, lecturing us. The last 8 years we were lectured. It's why I voted for Donald Trump. I don't want to be lectured anymore. I know what's right. I know what's good. Don't talk to me. Don't tell me. And I'm watching these professors, and I sit, and I got that creepy feeling I got when you sit in a classroom and you look at the clock and you know you've got a couple hours to go in college for this class, and you're nauseous. You're literally nauseous that you have to spend time in the room with this person that doesn't know what the heck they're talking about. And you got to pass it, and you need that person because otherwise you will not get your college degree. I know that feeling, and you watch, and that click of the clock, you look at the clock every single second, it's like, boom, boom, oh, get me out of here. That's the feeling I got watching these clowns who are assaulting our higher education institutions. Harvard, give me a break. Carlin, Stanford, give me a break. Give me a break. What job have they ever had? What job have they had? And this is where the Democrats, this is who they look to tell us what is right and what is wrong? I was incensed. And then I'm watching network. So let me switch. ABC, CBS, NBC. They had it all on. And there's a fight between this president, this administration, and the news media. And then the deep state. And the president won't go down. And he's not going to go down. And maybe they could just accept that. They're not going to beat the guy. They're not going to win. He's not going to stop. So maybe somebody's got an offer, an olive branch, and maybe the press could be what? Objective? Oh, wouldn't that be nice? This Carlin lady, oh my gosh, can you imagine being in her class? Oh my God, did your skin crawl when you watched it? The way she just looked, oh, her whole demeanor, her neck came down like and lecturing, and then she badmouths Barron, and she calls the president a king. She gave money to Elizabeth Warren. She gave money to Hillary Clinton. She's a diehard, dyed-in-the-wool progressive socialist right there. And they're using her, and they put her on national television. And the press doesn't say, this woman is biased, she is rude. And when she goes after Barron, and she goes, oh, well, he could call his kid Barron, but doesn't make him a Barron. How do you go after the president's kid like that? Then, and she's out of the clear blue sky. And people snickered, you know, because the room is full of the peanut gallery. The room is full of the peanut gallery with all these people who are just in the deep state, the lifers, the bureaucrats. You don't like the word deep state? Sorry, that's conspiratorial, right? Well, how about the lifelong bureaucrats in the swamp who don't want to give up their pension and welfare? It was nauseating. And then she goes, wow, this is the same. What President Trump did was the same as if somebody needed hurricane relief. They needed hurricane relief. And if the president didn't give hurricane relief unless it was a favor. That was the dumbest, ill-informed, illogical analogy that I've ever heard. Cut to ABC and David Muir, who I watch now, by the way, because he really, the ABC network news is the only thing that has an inkling of objectivity. The rest of it we've lost. And David Muir goes, and they're talking, you know, when they take a break. Gerald Nadler went to have a sandwich or something, and they take a break. And the guy, and then David Muir backs up what Carlin says. Well, you know, it is. It's like if there was a hurricane and nothing. That's the worst analogy in the world. It's not. Ukraine is a cesspool of corruption. Rudy Giuliani is the one guy that could clean it up. And the president said, we, meaning we, the United States of America, we want that cleaned up. He doesn't need the Ukraine to fight Joe Biden. He will bury Joe Biden in an election. Yet they go on about it. How could she say that? And then the network echoes what these people say. Stay with me on this, please. And I'm sorry. I apologize if I'm getting a little upset here. But what's scary is because our kids are watching this. It's becoming like a narrative. It's becoming with the mainstream. And the press puts it on. And it's wrong. It's wrong that they're using the power of the politics down there. And they're using impeachment. And they're throwing this around. And it's wrong how they're doing that. Yet they're putting it on national television. And then and they continue on like that. Then John Turley buries them. Professor Turley, who's been on the show a couple times, a brilliant man, by the way, a Democrat. If you watch Tucker Carlson, Professor Turley's on with Tucker a lot, and Tucker said he reminded us that Turley is a Democrat, and he did not vote for Donald Trump. And he is against it, and he's against the George W. Bush in the most severest of terms. This is an objective guy, and he said, and I want to just play this audio that I think you're, I retweeted it, and this is something that Turley told Nadler, and I think this really sums up yesterday's hearings in a nutshell. If you would, Frankie, thank you. All right, we got it. Well, there's our good technical workout here at the station. I am so sorry. We'll call John Turley and we'll ask him exactly what happened. I'm sorry. It's all right. We'll save it for later. He says, you are the abuse of power, is what he said. You know, one day something technical will work on this radio show. I swear to God. Everybody's picking, you got to do this, you got to say this, you got to get that, you got to do this. Hey, how about if we get some new equipment? Okay, see, now while I'm at it, I'll start railing about that. That would be great. Turley looks at Nadler and he goes, and he was so nice how he said it. And he says, you know what? You are the abuse of power. What you're doing now is the abuse of power. And he said, maybe there was an impeachment reason here, but you're not collecting the evidence properly. Buried them. The press, as soon as that narrative started to come out, as soon as the Republicans started, and you got to give the Republicans a shout out. They did a great job answering it. The press went off and did not cover them on a national basis. I watched it. I tracked it. And that should be the press should be punished for that, because that's not objectivity. That's not quote unquote equal time. That's not fair. That's not the what about the fairness doctrine? If you're going to say one thing, they always say, oh, the right wing gets too much noise because we're allowed to say what we say on the radio. And then you can't. The fairness doctrine, where was it yesterday? As soon as the Republicans started putting down and shutting down this sham, the networks went off the air.
And Joe, it is playing now properly if you want to hear it.
Oh, yeah. But, thank you, Frankie. All right. Crank up the hamster and let's listen to Professor.
I can't emphasize this enough, and I'll say it just one more time. If you impeach a president, if you make a high crime and misdemeanor out of going to the courts, it is an abuse of power. It's your abuse of power. You're doing precisely what you're criticizing the president for doing. We have a third branch that deals with conflicts of the other two branches. And what comes out of there and what you do with it is the very definition of legitimacy.
Mic drop. Close it down, go home, end of story. Brilliant, objective from a what? A Democrat. And I'm telling you, and I shouldn't even get this upset because, you know, who was watching? You figure, I would like to say how many people were watching. If one person watched, It's too much. And then when I see, and I know when my kids go to school, and by the way, you know, I support teachers because I was such a bad kid at school, and I support teachers and professors, and they have a very tough, tough job to do. But they're not objective. They're brainwashing our children. And you know what it is? It's beyond what's right and what's wrong. It's anti-American. It's against everything we stand for in this country. And we, 63 million of us, voted for Donald Trump. He won, and thank God for the Electoral College. Thank God, because you got New York and California running everything. We'll have Hillary. What would happen if Hillary? We'd be out of uranium. We would be the Clinton Foundation, which is about to close, would be making billions of dollars. And what about Hillary? And you know what else too? While I'm on the rail, and then we'll break, and we'll get civil when we come back. And I apologize again. I'm just fired up this morning for crying out loud. It's like what's happening with happened with the AG? AG Barr's going to come out with this. Then the special attorney's going to come out with this. Hey, you know what? It's time for the Republicans to take their gloves off and to stop telling us, oh, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. Hillary got away with virtual murder. I mean, you know, I don't mean to be literally, but hey, some people say otherwise. What? It's time to fight back. Well, this come, and then trust me, if that report comes out and it's marginal and they just go off, they should have the hearing. You know, and they should bring in Barack Obama. I don't want any soft. They're going to make a nice soft, you know, respectful kind of. Approach investigating the investigators. Maybe it's time they really took off the gloves and really fought it. We'll get into it when we come back. 20 minutes after 6 o'clock. Debbie fired up watching this.
I know.
And
that's a great point, right?
Yeah, we heard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. As a father of five children,
right?
They have to be subjected to this. Thank God they were in school, you know. But and then when you're paying $100,000 a year to go to Harvard, and then you get this is the ilk that they get in the classroom if they go to law school. Unbelievable. And any school.
Scary.
Oh, okay. I had to get that out of my system.
Yes, it's all right, of you course. Know. That's what the 6 o'clock hour is all about.
Well, you know, a little bit. How you doing, Deb, this morning? All good?
I'm doing fine. Did you say you got to watch the Christmas tree lighting last night?
No. Are you kidding me? I'm packing. I got two shows tonight. We'll get up in the morning, do the show tomorrow. I have a show in Oakland. I give so much of my time, you know, in a charitable way that, you know, and I don't ask anything back, and it's a lot to do. But I got this, and then we got next week, and then, you know what, then I'm into the Christmas season. But I'm a little backed up shopping-wise. That's the thing. I gotta, come on, I'm worried about it. What am I going to do?
Oh, don't worry. You know what? We'll you know, there. It's not, you know, it's not the, you know, the presents. It's being there with the kids over the holiday. You're going to have a great time. You know, you're going to have a great
all
time.
About Jesus. All about Jesus.
And be with the family. You know, that's what it's all about.
Debbie, great to hear your voice. You calm me down. Debbie.
I try.
I've had it.
Oh, I know. It's frustrating
listen,
sometimes.
I got about five more minutes in me of really being irritated. Sorry. But let's go to Debbie right now. Let's lighten it up on AM 96. KT McFarland's on the show. Steve Perillo's on the show. Mike Lindell's on the show. So we got a great show for you this morning. Right now, Debbie Duhame's out there on AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to head to the subway. Signal problems at 125th Street, downtown A&D trains running with delays. LIRR, Metro North, New Jersey Transit on time. Heading over to the George Washington Bridge, up to 20 minutes into town right now to the upper level. Looks like a stalled vehicle outbound midspan as well at the GWB. Lincoln Tunnel, you're still waiting about 5 to 10. If you're heading over to the inbound Holland, that's up to 20 minutes as well. Let's see what's happening on the Gowanus, eastbound Gowanus up by the Prospect. It's a disabled vehicle and problems on the Grand Central Parkway West right at LaGuardia with an accident there as well. Over on the southbound thruway, moving okay, getting down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. If you're heading to the Hutch south, getting into North Street in Harrison, an accident on the shoulder there, and taking a ride to Route 27 in Edison. It's an accident over by Talmadge Road. A car went right into a traffic signal, so expect delays. Partly cloudy today, high of 41. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Ah, thank God for Debbie Duhaime. Calms me down immediately. See, am I right or wrong? And I watch these hearings, and that's why it's stressful, and you can't let the stress get to you. I have to tell you, too, when I'm traveling, the way I travel, or I give back the way I give back, you know, and I do the right thing. And I don't beg for money. I'm not going to grovel for money. If somebody wants me to do something good, I just do good. I don't ask for anything back, you know what I'm saying, like we did this weekend. Took my kid like that. But when you're traveling and then the airlines assault you like they do, you know, and you're so disrespected by the air, you could really get nuts. But I stay calm. I was good. Stay calm. But on the other hand, you do get aggravated. You're sitting in the seat. The guy's elbowing you. They ever notice on the airline, talk about lecture. It's like listening to the Democrat. The way you step on a plane. Don't forget, you can't put your overhead bag. They tell you, it's always lecturing. You could go nuts. This is why I take Balance of Nature. How about that for a segue? This is why I take Balance of Nature, because it will offset. Once your stress levels go up, in your body, and you know this, then the free radicals take over. Because we, in the air that we breathe, in the food, wrong food that we're eating, and you have, and this is how you get disease. This is how you get colds. This is how you get different things that affect your body. Balance of Nature is an antioxidant that offsets all the pressures that you and I have to deal with every single day. Balance of Nature, I'm telling you, fruits and vegetables in capsule form. It's like it's not ordinary vitamins, because those are filled, so I found out, with synthetics. Those are filled with the things that you just eliminate. Your body does not assimilate. But Balance of Nature is 100% whole food, plants, fruits, and vegetables. And you know what's great about you, which I appreciate more than I could tell you every morning, is you're, and I'm not just patronizing you, you're very savvy. You could hear in my voice what I believe in my heart, what is right and what is wrong. You get that. So when I meet you, I love you, we listen, we're all in this together. And I think you feel the way I do. So when I tell you something, and I tell you something like Balance of Nature, it's good for you. I tell you from my heart, this is something you should at least try. Because, and also then the Howards, the family that I absolutely adore, they're telling me, if you call or go online now, this is from the Howards, and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping, we will take an additional 25% off your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so please don't wait. Okay, I love you. You got to try it. Balance of Nature, 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com, use the discount code The Answer.
Finding the right holiday gift can be so stressful. Unless you're giving impressive, personalized, and unique gifts to your family, friends, and clients from Pompeii Gift Baskets, a family-owned business in New Jersey with a history of inspiring joy with delicious foods and drinks. Pompeii Gift Baskets specialize in providing a wide array of customizable gift baskets featuring luxury wines, champagnes, beer, coffee, tea, decadent snacks, chocolate truffles, cookies, and more. Wine and liquor bottles can even be engraved with a special message, photo, or logo. Basket themes are personalized and can range anywhere from elegant and chic to masculine or sports themed. Go to PompeiiGiftBaskets.com to create your custom order, or call Daniela. She'll work within any budget to get your gift just right, down to including kosher options if needed. Delivery is available throughout the U.S., from single baskets or bottles to large corporate orders. To create your custom gift, call Pompeii Gift Baskets at 888-272-0220. That's 888-272-0220. Or visit PompeiiGiftBaskets.com. That's Pompeii, P-O-M-P-E-I, giftbaskets.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Mike Lindell is going to join us in the 9 o'clock hour. Love Mike Lindell. There's a man, I'm telling you, talk about going through adversity. Oi. Do you hear the oi? The oi is like, oh my gosh. He crack addict. Crack addict. Really? He was such a bad crack addict, Mike will tell you, that he had other drug dealers intervening in his life saying, man, you got to stop. Right? Saw the light, found God. Is one of the great patriots ever, invents and comes up with the concept of MyPillow, keeps it in America, keeps it in Minnesota, right there in his home state, and then he thanks you. That's right, you. How many times do you get thanked a day? Now, maybe not once. Well, Mike Lindell wants to thank you. If you go to MyPillow.com and you go to Radio Listener Specials, you get great deals from Mike, because he appreciates you buying the MyPillow, you buying the sheets, and you buying the mattress topper and everything from MyPillow. He knows that you helped build MyPillow into the great American company that it is. Now you got these incredible discounts from Mr. Lindell. Now this, I got to tell you, even I'm telling you, my schedule is so crazy. When I sleep and I get to be home and I sleep in my own bed, I think of you because I think of the Giza sheets. And then I think of this great deal. Buy one, get one free. Boom. Come on. This is a great Christmas gift. Buy one, you get one free. You know, keep one for yourself. Give one to somebody else. Plus, you get free shipping. And this is huge. We know all MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, right? But MyPillow has just announced that they're ending their 60-day money-back guarantee. Orders placed between now and Christmas Day will have their 60-day money-back guarantee extended through March 1st, 2020. Are you kidding me? This is from Mike. And we're going to talk to Mike in the 9 o'clock hour. We always check in with him. Always grateful for Mike jumping on the show. Always grateful to you for buying the products. This is great. Buy one, get one free for Mike Lindell. Go to MyPillow.com. Radio listeners specials. Enter the promo code AM970 or call 800-651-0798. This is the MyPillow number if you want to call 800-651-0798. But if you're driving, when you get to where you're going, please punch in MyPillow.com. Use the promo code AM970.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything, coming up tonight at 10 on AM970, The Answer.
I am. I'm in the dark side. I'm on the dark side this morning. I've had it. I'm done. You try to be nice.
Let the hate Duke, my son. Through you. My son.
No, I am your father.
Yeah, you know what?
That's not true. That's impossible.
I can pick any kid in Jersey, and chances are I am their father.
Or in Italy.
Search your feelings. You know it to be true.
That guy in Italy. That guy in Italy was great. I am your father.
Oh, are you Joe Biscopo? Yeah, you are my father. Okay, good.
Prego.
Oh, my. Prego. Oh, man. Fired up, Frankie. Hi, Al. How you doing?
Hi, Joe. You look great. You look great. I know.
Done. I'm watching this fiasco unfold, and I think of, I wouldn't mind if they, you know, geeks like me that are addicted to the news, as I'm running around trying to pack up, trying to do everything, get my set list for tonight, and having, you know, just saying, okay, I got to get this all together. And then I'm watching this, and then I go, well, I think I like to irritate myself. I go, let me see what the networks are doing. The networks carried this clown show yesterday. It was an embarrassment. And I'm trying to be nice and objective. It's an embarrassment. And then I watch, and I know, Al, you would appreciate, you watch those professors, the tone, the professorial tone, the lecturing, I got chills up and down my spine. I thought about being in college and just hating. I couldn't wait to get out of the classroom because those are the people that is sometimes that this is the liberal leftist anti-American mindset that we have in our schools nowadays. Thank God, Frankie, when you brought Professor John Turley to the airwaves, he was always common sense. And you don't forget, Professor Turley is a Democrat. He's a Democrat, but boy, he did a takedown lecture. And you know what? After that, and after the news media saw, well, wait a minute, now the Republicans are really starting to fight back. They went off the air. I swear to goodness gracious, for some reason they started doing commentary and then they went off the air like they don't know it. And I'm telling you, there should be a fine for that. Because what about this fairness doctrine? Isn't there a fairness doctrine we have yet?
No. You know, a lot of people think that they did away with it in the late 80s. A lot of people think they should be brought back. But clearly, you know.
If I say something, thank you for clarifying that, Frank, because if you're on the air and if I say something, that's why I always say, we talk to somebody and they shoot down somebody and the Republican, I say, well, the Democrats always welcome the call. That's a fairness. That's what you're supposed to do. Balance and objective, right? Not so much with the network news. Did you watch any of that yesterday?
I watched it a little bit. You know, honestly, I find this whole thing incredibly futile, pretty boring, and not the best use of my time, because we all know where this is going, right? We all know the House is going to impeach Donald Trump, and then we know the Senate is going to have a trial, and they're going to acquit him. I can tell you the ending. I mean, what do I want to sit through a movie for if I know exactly how it ends? I don't see the point. Now, yesterday, There was some interesting moments, but it was basically like sitting through a constitutional law class, you know, where you have different scholars who have different views of what's impeachable and what's not. And it's interesting for a few minutes, maybe an hour, not a whole day. Nobody who testified yesterday has any knowledge of any of the purported events that are impeachable. They have no knowledge of the phone call, no knowledge of overhearing phone calls, no knowledge of the aid to Ukraine. I don't need their analysis to tell me what's impeachable.
Yeah, exactly, because we know, but why would the networks put it on? And why wouldn't the networks say this is slanted, this is biased, and not an objective, and not a fair way of portraying the news? Why? There shouldn't be a caveat. They could do what they want. It's like all the networks have lost their minds, have lost their integrity. They're backing these people. They're admiring these people. I mean, there should be like a disclaimer saying, you know, we are progressive socialists at this network, and we support this. Is that too much to ask? Hey, 6:34 with Joe at the radio. Thanks, Frankie. It was just so tough to watch. But the good news is they lit the tree yesterday, and we're into Christmas season, so we'll take the high road. In the meantime,
You know what? I watched that last night. Okay, first of all, that used to be an hour.
Let's
right?
trash that.
They
Let's
start,
trash
I, that while I'm going to. I'm going to trash. I'll tell you why. They start the thing at 7 o'clock. It ends at 10. There's all this anticipation. Half of the music acts were taped days before. Bon Jovi was taped on Tuesday, and they were begging people to come out to 30 Rock to watch him at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and he didn't play until 6 because obviously it has to be dark out to make it look like they're at night. I have major problems. It should be an hour. You know, bing, bang, boom, couple of artists, and some of the artists were very good. But, I mean, get them in, get them out, and light the tree, and let's go. I mean, come on.
Too funny.
I would have rather watched paint dry last night. That's how bad it was.
So, give us a call. Trash whatever you want, because this is the day to do it. This is the day to do it, man.
No, but honestly, it's just on and on. They did this Saturday Night Live bit where, you know, clearly it was taped and it was like it was set in the studio where you were talking about how, you know, Eddie Murphy screamed out the window one day and Letterman used to do it. So they had a couple of the Saturday Night Live actors yelling out a window, but it was clearly staged. It looked bad. Even my son was like, this is fake. It doesn't even look real. I mean, come on. Enough.
And then the lighting is like 2 seconds.
Right? Yeah, and it's like they wait until 9:59. Okay, blah, 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 and there it is. I mean, come on, stop.
Yeah. Hey, before we break and do not local news here, the First Lady, Melania, responding to the mention of her son, Barron, during that impeachment inquiry hearing that I was talking about, this person, Pamela Karlan. Ugh, what a disgusting person. God forget. I don't like to say anything about him. I feel bad for her. What a miserable human being. She reminded the House Judiciary Committee that President Trump is not a king and cannot make his son an actual baron. There were snickers in the room. I my jaw dropped when I heard it. Snickers in the room. Not my jaw dropped like President Trump's team when he said he was going to have Camp David the next summit at Camp David. Remember, that's another thing we get into with Trudeau and everything. Oh, police and Macron. I'm glad the president left early out of that whole fiasco. And Frank's right. We should be out of NATO. We shouldn't even be there. That's a whole other thing. We'll get into that.
Come on. Come on, you got more. Come on. I know you got more in you. Come on. Come on, you can do it.
Merry Christmas, darn it.
Darn it. Listen to you.
Darn it. Gumby used to
say. Oh, it sounds like Mr. Piscopo is a little upset.
Get out of my toilet.
Get off my lawn. Light the tree. Light it on fire. I mean, seriously. Make these people stand in the cold for hours. Okay, coming up next. I mean, come on.
That's the way I feel about New Year's Eve, by the way. It's like New Year's Eve. Oh, the ball's going to drop.
No, but they don't start. But the New Year's Eve stuff doesn't start until 11 o'clock, right?
No,
and then they have stuff afterwards.
It's 3 days before.
No. People line up 3 days before. But the actual broadcast, it goes on after the local news, right? So it's 11:30. Right. They do 30 minutes, and then they do stuff afterwards. That's fine. If you want to stick around after, okay. But, I mean, you know, enough. 3 hours for this extravaganza. It's the same tree. They get a 70-foot tree. They stick it in the middle there. They throw some lights on it. It's like the old Dice joke. Dice talked about the tree.
Oh,
they,
God.
The big tree with some balls hanging on it. That's it. I mean, come on.
877-970-2999. And I fire it up this morning, boy. We're going to open it up. Melania Trump tweeted her disapproval of this this person, Carlin, saying Carlin should be ashamed of her angry and biased public pandering. Amen, Melania Trump. The First Lady added, a child deserves privacy and should be kept out of politics. And listen, and by the way, they're going to go, oh, what about Hunter Biden? Hunter Biden is a grown-up. He's in his 50s. And what Hunter Biden was, man, if that was a Trump, that person would be in jail with Hunter Biden. So don't give me that analogy. And we stand by the First Lady. And that's another thing. She's been so elegant and so warm and so patient, Melania Trump has. And I've had the privilege of being around her several times with the then citizen Donald J. Trump. Could not be nicer. Boy, they just won't give this woman a break either. So we're if you want to talk about it today and you want to get it off your chest, now's the morning to do it. Piscopo of the morning. But so help me God. Wait a minute. I know we're
going
to break
going.
It.
No.
We're going to get through it. But you got to tell our knucklehead friends who are on the fence, well, I don't know who I'm going to vote for. Get them out. This is the time. I want the House back. I want to keep the Senate where it is, even though I don't trust the Republicans. And Charlie Finch was right. That's something else we're going to talk about. Our friend Charlie Finch. Can we trust the Republicans when this goes to the Senate, when this impeachment goes to the Senate? Can we trust Mitch McConnell? I don't. I have an inkling inside of me that does not trust this man. Am I wrong? 877-970-2999. But you got to tell your friends to vote the right way, whether they like the president, not like the president. Is this what you want? You want this socialistic, progressive, hate-filled nonsense that we watched on television yesterday? Can you imagine that? It's time to show up and show up in force, because we can do it. We have it within us to do it. 639 with Joe on the radio, fired up this morning on AM 970. The Answer, Big Al has the local news on AM 970. The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
38 degrees at 640. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The Rockefeller Center Christmas tree now shining in Midtown Manhattan. Thousands of people gathered last night for the 87th annual ceremony to illuminate the Big Norway Spruce and kick off the holiday season. Security tight along 6th and 5th Avenue. Spectators navigated through a number of new pedestrian plazas that have been set up for the season. The weather was dry and seasonably cold leading up to the flipping of the light switch. Students across New Jersey may once again learn to read and write in cursive if a recently proposed bill makes its way to the governor's desk. Assemblywoman Angela McKnight, representing New Jersey's 31st District, has introduced a bill that would require elementary schools to include instruction that would make students become proficient in the use of cursive by the end of third grade. McKnight claims research indicates learning and using cursive not only aids in the development of cognitive, motor, and literacy skills, but might help make general reading and writing easier for students with learning disabilities like dyslexia. Cursive, once a requirement in Garden State schools, dropped as a requirement under Common Core standards instituted 9 years ago. In sports, Fred Wilpon close to selling the Mets. The team's owner and CEO reportedly in talks to sell the squad to Steve Cohen, a native Long Islander and billionaire hedge fund manager who already has a minority stake in the team. If the deal goes through, Cohen would control 80% of the team, but leave Wilpon and his son Jeff in control of team operations for another 5 years. Nets beat the Hawks 130-118. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Let's see what's happening here over on 22 eastbound at North Broad Street into Hillside. An accident over on 27 south at Talmadge Road into Edison. A car went into a traffic light. And if you're going to be taking a ride right now over to 21 southbound building, it's a 280 over in Newark. Inbound GWB up to 25. Lincoln Tunnel, you're waiting about 30. Holland about 30 minutes in as well. Stop and go on the eastbound Gowanus at the Prospect. A disabled vehicle was cleared. Problems continue on the Grand Central Parkway West at LaGuardia with an accident. And now on the Jackie Robinson eastbound at Cypress Hill Street, an accident there as well. Harlem River Drive South still busy down through the 140s. And over on the Southern State Parkway heading west, getting out toward Baldwin Road in Baldwin, an accident there. New York State Thruway southbound building heading down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today, high of 41. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Are you tired of staring at that dent? At Mako, getting collision repaired is as easy as book, quote, fix. Come to Mako for a collision repair backed by our best price guarantee. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
Hey, Joe of the radio. Good morning, 642. Hey, guy, I love you. I love you. I love you. I'm reading. I'm going through social media. You're the best. We're all in this together. God bless you. God bless you, and God bless your fight. You know, I really have such respect for you, and so honored to be behind the microphone. And I reach out to you. It is Red Kettle time. We've got, special effects. I want to tell you about Salvation Army doing so many great things. And what I love about the Salvation Army is they do it in our communities. Our 84 cents of every dollar, you heard Major Diaz say on this show earlier this week on a Tuesday, that 84 cents of every dollar for the Salvation Army goes right back to your local community. How about that statistic? And this Christmas, the Salvation Army invites you to join the fight for good. As I did, I made a donation just yesterday, and this is important. It's a fight to support the 13 million children who live in poverty across the U.S., a fight to bring Christmas to the thousands who lost everything in this year's fires, right, and a fight to help the hardworking families across our communities who struggle to put food on the table, make rent, and keep the electricity on every single day, every day. In fact, the Salvation Army serves over 23 million people in the U.S. every year with vital services, including shelter, meals, holiday assistance. All you got to do, would you check this out for me if you would? Go to team970.org. It's what I did, team970.org. We have a big goal of like $24,000, but all that money goes to helping people. If we leave it up, you know what, between you and I, if you leave it up to everybody else, the people in charge, these poor folks are not going to be helped. They're not going to be helped. We have it we have the opportunity to help these good folks, our fellow citizens, in our communities. Team970.org. Just like that. Whether you give a little or a lot, every dollar does a world of good in your community. Love as an army. Together with the Salvation Army, we can continue doing the most good. Team970.org.
Well, look who's home. How was your day, hon?
Stressful, exhausting.
Lay down on me and we'll talk about it.
Oh, Purple Mattress. You know how to support me.
Hey, I'm just a mattress doing my job.
You're more than that. You're a Purple Mattress. Who cares about a bed with numbers when I have your Purple Grid to comfort my body's pressure points? And forget memory foam. Your non-toxic, hyper-elastic polymer minimizes heat, keeping me cool and comfortable the whole night through.
If you're happy, I'm happy. But you do have up to 100 days to return me for a full refund.
And give up the best night's sleep I've had since I learned to walk? No way. You're the only one I want to come home to, Purple Mattress.
You too can come home to a Purple Mattress by texting CUSHION to 84888. And now for a limited time, receive a free Purple product with your order when you text CUSHION to 84888. That's keyword CUSHION to 84888.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. See purple.com for terms and conditions.
Joe on the radio, 645, telling you about Michaels of Brooklyn. Oh, man, you got to get Michaels of Brooklyn. Michaels of Brooklyn sauce. I keep it as my go-to sauce because it gets late. The day gets late. I look at the clock. I go, whoa, I got to get to bed. I got to get up early in the morning. And then I would like to make this, but you just don't have a chance to. The best jarred sauce anywhere is Michaels of Brooklyn sauce, right? You got to check it out at your supermarket. I shop online. I order Michaels of Brooklyn. I just always keep Michaels of Brooklyn in the cupboard right there, right? Look at me in the cabinet. So this, though, if you're in the area, if you're at Connecticut, I love you, Connecticut. We love you all across New Jersey listening in New York, baby, all the boroughs. All you got to do is hop to Avenue R and Nostrand. You have the opportunity to experience Italian cuisine like you get right in Italy, like none other, like one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America, and this according to the Food Network. You got to check out the puttanesca, the marinara, fresh tomato and basil, arrabbiata sauces. They're made right there. It's made right there, which I love about it. This is about legacy. This is about heritage. This is Michael's of Brooklyn. Fred and Johnny and Marianne and Michael, a great family, and cuisine like you'll not taste anywhere else in America. And it's right there. You have the ability, as you listen in the tri-state area, we appreciate you listening all around the world, all around the United States, and I know that, but when you come to New York, I know you think of Statue of Liberty, you think of Brooklyn Bridge, you know, you want to see the Freedom Tower. Hey, put Michael's of Brooklyn down on that list, will you? And if you live here, you got to go to Avenue R and Nostrand. You think I'm kidding. Michael's of Brooklyn, right there, Avenue R and Nostrand in the great borough of Brooklyn, New York. Michael's of Brooklyn serving the most authentic tastes of Italy for over 50 years.
Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at am970theanswer.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. Now, I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer.
There you go. That's calming me down. That makes me feel great.
Michael Bublé. Right.
There we go. Yeah, now Michael's great. I'm just so fired up this morning. Thank you, Albert. At Piscopo in the morning, it's 6:48. I'll get it all out of my system. That's what's like therapeutic for crying out loud. And by the way, I want to give a shout out to Australia. We have more correspondents from the beautiful country of Australia. Thank you for listening. And I have to go to my Facebook page. I see all the folks in Australia, and somebody tweeted Debbie. So we appreciate you listening, and we love Aussies that are listening over there to Piscopo in the morning. Yeah, we are in New York. We're in downtown New York. By Broadway there, and a lot of the craziness. Please don't look what you, I say to other countries, please don't, what you see on the regular news networks, that is not us. This, listen to the show. Tell all your Australian friends, you know, listen to Piscopo in the morning. We will deal straight with you. Otherwise, mamma mia, you know, you can't trust anybody. You can't trust anybody. Here it is. Mark in Australia. We love you, man. And thank you. Hello, Joe. Love your radio show. Listening from Australia. We appreciate it, my friend. God bless you. And we are honored to have you listen to the show in the morning. If you want the truth, you listen to Cthulhu, Murano, Piscopo, and Debbie Duhaime. All right. A deal. AM970TheAnswer.com. And you know what gets me upset is I went to college. My father insists I go to college so I don't go to Vietnam. I go, all right, Pop, I'll go to college. I hated school. Hated it. Hated and hated school. You know, you're either an academic or you're not. And I am so not, clearly. And I don't mean to say, and I have such respect for teachers, for how they do 40 minutes a shot. They do an hour shot. God bless you. God bless our teachers. But I just couldn't get it together. So now I go to college. But when I went, I go, okay, I listened to my father. The only thing he ever told me to do, go to college. Never told me, never put pressure on me. Don't go to law school. He said, just get your four-year degree in college. And I'm down there, and I learn, and I find radio and television at this little school in Jacksonville, Florida. And they got four radio stations, big radio stations, man. And I fell in love with this industry, the industry where I'm ending up now, here, now. We reinvented, the whole thing of doing radio. Of so much of my life has been reinvented through you being kind enough to listen. What did they teach me? I tell you this over and over again. When I went to this school for radio and television, objectivity, Butch Piker, Professor Piker, objectivity. You got to be objective. You can't be, if no matter what you feel, no matter how you feel on that day, you've got to give an objective overview of the news like that. What the heck happened? What happened? How did we do that? And then they vilify Fox. Let me tell you something. Fox is the best thing that happened to television since television was invented. Because you know why? At least you get another side. Do they have a lot of Democrats on? Yeah, they try to be fair and balanced. If I'm watching the other news now, I was so disappointed. And all I remember going to college, and we would watch CBS, and we would watch NBC, and I would love these things, these networks, and I would always be in awe of these networks. What the heck happened? Objectivity. We will try to stay, maybe not this morning, but we will try to stay objective most parts of the day on AM 970 The Answer. 6:51, Debbie Duhaime is out there checking out traffic. Debbie, it's starting up there as we go into the weekend, and man, it jams up as soon as the holidays come into New York. It is crazy already. So how are we doing this morning so far, Deb?
We've got a lot of problems already this morning, Joe. The Grand Central Parkway West at LaGuardia, an accident there to deal with. Eastbound Gowanus still heavy up by the Prospect, but they cleaned up a stalled car. Over on the southbound side of 287 exit 59, getting down toward Franklin Lakes, it's a crash. And 22 East at North Broad Street and Hillside, an accident being clear from that stretch as well. Inbound GWB, Lincoln and the Holland, 30 in across the board. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970 The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie. 6:52 on AM 970 The Answer with Joe Piscopo. I want to tell you about the new documentary from Adam Carolla and Salem's own Mr. Dennis Prager. It's getting a great response. It's called No Safe Spaces. Reveals how identity politics and the suppression of free speech, hello, are spreading into every part of society and threatening to divide America. This is a vital, vital film that you must see. It's being praised by both the left and the right for being fair and looking at the issue of free speech on all sides. The movie's rolling out. It's this Friday, December 6th. Needs your support. NoSafeSpaces.com/ theaters. If you go to nosafespaces.com/theaters, you can see where it's playing and you can support it, please. nosafespaces.com/theaters.
This Saturday morning from 10 to noon, Douglas Elliman CEO Dottie Herman and the best team in real estate radio will be answering your real estate questions live. No issue is too challenging or goes unanswered. It's Eye on Real Estate with Dottie Herman. Got a question? Call 866-970-9622. That's 866-970-9622 this Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores.
Single? Struggling with your relationship? Facing divorce? Not sure about yourself anymore? You're not alone. Tune in to Heart Match Me with Eileen Fisher from Elite Connections International for honest and frank talk about what's really going on. Learn the do's and don'ts of dating, relationships, and life. It's Heart Match Me with Eileen Fisher. Sunday evenings starting at 5 on AM 970, The Answer.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents.
And Doug.
Yoto, my office, now!
Limu Imu, Doug, you're being transferred across town.
Oh, because they haven't heard that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
No, it's because Limu keeps eating the chips on Janine's desk. And her keyboard, and her expense reports, and her stress balls, and her...
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Though our day began with a sprinkle or flurry, we'll see intervals of clouds and sunshine today. It'll be blustery and cold with a high of 42, then clear to partly cloudy and cold tonight. The wind will gradually subside. Low 33 in Midtown, 24 to 28 in parts of northern New Jersey and the Hudson Valley. Tomorrow will turn out mostly cloudy. There may be an afternoon or evening shower, the high 43. For Saturday, sunshine and some clouds, breezy and colder, high 35. Sunday, sunshine, then increasing clouds, high 44. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, thank you, Joe. 5 minutes before 7, 6:55, and a good morning to you. You got the deal. You got the deal of such a deal at Parian & Sons. Such a deal I could get you at Parian & Sons. They're going out of business. I've been telling you that, right? Glenn and Maria are retiring, so we wish them the very, very best. But when I went over there, I told you how great Glenn took care of me and with Maria and Katie and Debbie. I tell you about the cross I got for little Charlie for her first Holy Communion. Now, because they're retiring, and they've been around for almost 100 years, almost 100 years, they must liquidate everything store-wide. Everything at Parian & Sons and all the good jewelry that I've been telling you about has been discounted up to 70%. 70%! Parian & Sons, they've always been known for superior quality. I tell you every single morning how much I love Glenn and Maria and the team and the family at Parian & Sons. Well, this week, as we roll into the holidays, you can buy the jewelry and watches of your dreams at up to 70% off. Nothing is being held back. Parian & Sons, going out of business sale, going on right now. Parian and Sons, Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey.
War Room Impeachment with Steve Bannon. Tonight at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
City sidewalks.
Oh, there you go. There you go. All right. That calms me down.
Holiday style. In the air, there's a feeling of Christmas.
Yeah, but I'm still fired up. Thank you, Dino. 6:56. Let me go to Professor Finch. Charlie, appreciated your phone call yesterday. You were right on the money, man. What are you thinking today? I'm just so frustrated this morning, Charlie, watching this fiasco yesterday on TV, you know?
Thank you, Joe. Well, things are so bad that for the first time on your wonderful show, I heard the words politics and Tony Bennett in the same sentence, allowing me to reprise a story I said on your show 5 years ago. In 1992, I was privileged to host a private party with Tony Bennett and my friend, the comedian Sunda Kroonquist, for the artist Ray Charles White in a condo in the East Village right near here. And I said to my mom, Angie, half Italian and a big Tony Bennett fan, you know, when you get off the elevator, Mom, Tony Bennett is going to sing I Left My Heart in San Francisco Just for You. And she said, yeah, right, Charlie. So right before the party started, I went over to Mr. Bennett, and I said, Mr. Bennett, I have a favor to ask of you. My mom is about to get off the elevator. Would you mind singing I Left My Heart in San Francisco for her? Mom got off the elevator. I left my heart.
Oh, my God. That's great.
She faded dead away.
That's
Merry Christmas. I'm running forward.
Yeah, you got it, Charlie. That's beautiful, man. That is good. I'll tell you what. I know nothing but great things from Tony Bennett himself. Politics aside, a sweetheart of a guy, and that is beautiful. But like Charlie said, though, yesterday he was talking back to politics, is that if this impeachment thing goes to the Senate, can you trust Mitch McConnell? I don't trust the Republicans. I just plain don't. And is it me? Is it me? I don't know that there's a danger. I think there's enough in there that won't even let this impeachment thing happen. I just don't trust him. 877-970-2999. Give us a call. You are up. You let us know what you're thinking. KT McFarland is back on the show. She got a great book. You got to read KT's book, Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People. Mr. Steve Perillo, we're going to talk about our trip to Italy coming up. Mr. Mike Lindell and Betsy McCoy is going to tell you how healthy hospitals are or are not. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Great having you with us, and we are coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
38 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Police on the hunt for three suspects accused of stabbing two men inside a lower Manhattan subway station. Cops say it happened Wednesday night at the 2nd Avenue F train station. Both victims stabbed in the back and side as they were waiting at the station. The men rushed to a nearby hospital in serious but stable condition. Police departments across New Jersey getting ready to crack down on drunk drivers. Starting tomorrow, more than 100 departments statewide will begin the annual Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign. The focused effort will run through New Year's Day. That means checkpoints, extra patrols all over the Garden State on the lookout for those driving under the influence. Last year's campaign led to well more than 1,200 DWI arrests across New Jersey, as well as more than 5,700 speeding tickets and over 3,100 seatbelt tickets.